Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk here on WHBY, Voice of Talk Radio here in Appleton. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE, and I'm going to be your host today. My co-host, Tony, is once again on the road out there somewhere. So we will be working today. I have a very special guest with me today who's going to be Chip Coonan, who is the Vice President of Business Development from Lakeview Credit Union, and we will be talking with Chip about lending and some of the things going on here as far as the financial world in the Fox Cities. For right now, though, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about SCORE, which is what we are part of here with the BizTalk program. We are brought to you in cooperation with SCORE Fox Cities, which is the chapter located here in Appleton. Actually, we cover about an 8-county area down as far south as the Fond du Lac area, and also including Green Lake, Washera County, that area, and also over on the east side of the lake, Calumet County as well. So if you are looking for help in starting a business, just starting up, been in business for a while, have some problems, questions, and need some help, SCORE Fox Cities is available for you. We have over 40 mentors here in the area. We have people who have been in business for many, many years, people who've been in all types of areas of business, including things like intellectual property, banking, including marketing, as well as manufacturing, all of the different areas. So anything that you have a question in or a problem with, or just want to have somebody go over your business plan, help you with it and get you started, that's what we're available to do. And our services, as far as that is concerned, are free. We have, as I said, over 40 mentors throughout the area, and we're part of SCORE, which is a national organization. SCORE nationally has over 14,000 mentors, and if you work with us on an online basis, you can actually connect with almost any one of those also. So if you have a very specialized area, we can find you a mentor anywhere in the country who can help you with the details of your project. In addition to doing the mentoring, SCORE also provides you with the opportunity to attend some of our seminars and classes. Coming up right now, as of the 16th of August, we have a special legal workshop. It's going to be covering some of the errors and pitfalls that people have when it comes to legal questions when starting your business. The program is going to be provided to us by Kevin Eisman of Epiphany Law. It's going to be held at the Fox Cities Chamber office in the lower area. And a word of caution there, because of road construction and so on, if you're looking for a place to park, the best place is going to be the ramp right next to the office there, because the rest of the area is just about impossible to get around in. So plan on parking there. The program is going to be, as I said, August 16th. It'll run from 8 a.m. to 11:30, and the cost is $35. So we will have the people from Epiphany Law talking to you about legal pitfalls. The other program we've been providing, and people have been very, very happy with, we had some real positive responses on, is our Simple Steps program. This is a 5-step program that we do to help you start your business plan, make your business decisions, and get moving in the right direction. Simple Steps will be beginning again in September. We'll have the first class on September 20th. That'll be a morning session, again, from 8 a.m. until around noon. It'll be at the Copper Rock, which is a coffee shop right on College Avenue, downtown Appleton. We'll be starting that program, as I said, on September 20th. And then we will also go in October with 4 additional programs. There'll be 3-hour sessions in the evening to finish up on topics such as marketing, social media, also financial planning. We also will have our guest today, Chip Coonan, also works with us on that program and does a very excellent program on finding the money, which is something that everybody's interested in. So anyway, those will be coming up as well. Those run $25 per session. And on each case, if you want to simply go out to the foxcitiescore.org, that is www.foxcities.score.org. www.bizbiz.org website. Click on local programs and you'll be able to register for both of those programs coming up. We'd ask you to register as soon as possible so we can get an idea of how many people we'll be having and really look forward to working with you on those programs. So those are some of the things that SCORE has coming up locally. The only other thing I would mention to you is on the national level, SCORE has a special program now just for veterans. For those of you out there who have been in the service, coming back, finding that you're looking at different ideas and want to start a business, SCORE has a new special Veterans Fast Launch Initiative. And again, I would ask that you go out to the website and take a look at that. The program offers you the opportunity to take any of our seminars absolutely free. There is a coupon that you can register for, but it also has a list of about 15 very large name sponsors who can help you obtain some of the things that you're going to need for your business, including people like Microsoft, Walmart, Hewlett-Packard, just to name a few as far as the programs that are available who have ideas and areas to help you with. So for that, I would recommend definitely go out to the national website, and that is www.score.org. Now, to get to any and all of these sites, the easiest way is probably go to our website, which is the BizTalk website. We want to remind you that that's up and operational as well. And for any information, resources, who our sponsors are, and additional information, take a few minutes. Take a walk through the site. It's brand new, and we're very, very proud of it. And that is BizTalkWithScore.org. And if you have questions this morning, don't feel like calling in but want to just come in, go out to that website and we'll be happy to pick up your comments and pass them on to Chip or try to answer them here for you. So those are a couple of things that are going on with SCORE, some of the things that we're doing. I would ask you to kind of take advantage of those opportunities. The other thing we'd like to talk to you about real just quickly are some of the sponsors that we have here on the BizTalk show. It's important that we remind you of our sponsors. Those include Albertson Hailing, CPAs, accounting firm here in the area who do excellent business accounting programs for you. We also have eBiz Results, which is the organization for internet marketing, consulting, and development. They're the ones who developed our new website for us. And then we also have Herling Clark for the legal questions that you have. Herling Clark Law Firm has been here in the Fox Cities area for many, many years and a very, very effective business law firm. Our guest today is going to be from Lakeview Credit Union, who's been one of our longtime sponsors, and we'll be getting to them in just a moment. Another financial institution we have as a sponsor is Associated Bank. I remind you, too, they are here in the Fox River Valley in a number of locations. And finally, don't forget, we also have the business news to stay in touch with what's going on in the business in the area. This is a bi-weekly program, newspaper that comes out with all the local business news. So we'd ask you to please work with some of our sponsors. Keep them in mind if help you with your business needs. So with that in mind, again, I'm going to be taking a short break here. When we come back, we're going to give you some phone numbers to be able to get in contact with us and ask some questions of Chip as we go along, and also to go through the rest of the program. So for right now, this is Randy Melzer with the Biz Talk program here on WHBY Talk Radio in the Valley at 1150. And good morning once again. This is Randy Melzer speaking to you from the BizTalk program here at the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150. We'll be talking today about finances and lending. My guest today here in the studio is Mr. Chip Coonan. Chip is the Vice President of Business Development for Lakeview Credit Union. Chip, welcome. Very happy to have you here today.
Thanks, Randy. It's a pleasure to be here in Lakeview Credit Union. Certainly enjoys our partnership with SCORE and our ability to help sponsor this program and provide education to people looking to start or expand a small business.
Well, we appreciate that. For those who don't know, too, Chip does also help us out with our Simple Steps program. He's one of our presenters and brings a lot of information to us about where do you find the money and what's going on out there. So I guess to get to those kinds of points, kind of remind you, first of all, if you want to give us a call in here at the studio, you can call in to ask some questions. Just give us a call here at 281-1150 here in Appleton. or on the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150. And we'll be more than happy to take your comments and questions and see if we can answer them for you. I guess right now the first question I'm going to just kind of get to is one, of course, everybody has. We've been going through tough times as far as financing is concerned, as far as lending is concerned. Let's start with looking at the economy, and what do you see out there as far as loans and availability and so on?
Well, like everybody else, and I think what we read in the media is generally true, and that is that we went through, obviously, a down cycle. We had some economic issues in the country. Those of us at a local level like to point the finger at the very large banks, and I think somewhat because of their sins, the rest of us are all kind of suffering the consequence. But what we see really in a general sense as far as the economy is kind of cautious optimism. We see a comeback from my day-to-day perspective. I see a lot of, and I talk to a lot of small businesses, all-size businesses, who are beginning to make some capital investments, machinery, looking for money for things like that, perhaps expansion. They're a little guarded yet about employees, hiring too many new employees, kind of waiting till they can sense the economy is really turning the corner. And I think it is. I think that over time now, things will continue to build, and the trends we're seeing are on the up and up.
With the situation, though, getting better as far as availability is concerned, what are the things that people really have to do or at least concentrate on when you're looking for a loan? Everybody says, well, I go out there, but what should we be doing? What do people need to really be aware of when it comes to getting that loan?
Well, obviously, if you are a small business or a startup business or even looking to do some expansion, you want to have a good business plan.
Uh-huh.
You know, we encourage, just as SCORE does at Lakeview Credit Union, that people create a business plan. It's never too late to create one, even if you, say, inherited a business through your family or what have you, because the most important part of a business plan is the budget and the projections. You've got to learn your numbers, understand your numbers, be passionate about those, and really have a plan that's dynamic and kind of ever-changing, that you're learning as you go. You're modifying it. You're updating it. Not unlike anything else in life, budgeting, personally, estate planning, whatever. It's the same idea in business. You want to plan so that you're not surprised, so that you are comfortable with where you're going, what your focus is, and particularly with your cash flow, that you understand your numbers and that you are able to defend those to a banker.
I can see Tony, wherever he is right now, smiling broadly at the word cash flow, because that is his primary drummy beats. But it's very, very true. Tony's favorite line, of course, is when you're out of cash, you're out of business. So that is the key role to it. Taking care of that. One of the things you mentioned, too, is a little bit about personal. People, when I talk to them as far as counseling and so on, don't understand the role that their personal finances play in starting the ball rolling. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that for us?
Well, Randy, when we talk about the three C's, and these are kind of the issues that lenders use in making decisions. And when we say the three C's, we're talking character, capacity, or cash flow, and collateral. And in the issue of character, that is kind of where we look at a person's past behavior, perhaps personally, in terms of their credit score. The character issue really is experience, your resume, the management resume, which explains how you're qualified to operate a business. But the credit history is really important, because particularly as a small business, we kind of say to people, recognize that you're going all in. And what that really means is the business is as strong as the person who runs it is there to actually back it up. So your past history with a financial is valuable,
right.
So we encourage people to talk with their current financial if they've got a personal history or any other, say, prior business kind of history. But that credit score is what we use particularly for startups, because we don't have a lot of history on the business itself. And that says a lot to us about that person's track record, their behavior in terms of repaying previous debt.
You know, one of the things we always caution people about, too, is when it comes to getting that credit score, that there are a lot of availabilities out there for you where you can get that information. It does not cost you anything. You do not have to join anything. You do not have to sign up for some type of an organization that will charge you to monitor your credit score, but rather simply to go out through the national programs that are available for you, get your credit score on an annual basis in advance so you know what's out there and what you can do. A warning, do not sign up for some of these different programs that are out there that will help, quote, monitor your credit score. They can only end up with a lot of heartache and a lot of expense. So take advantage of the free information that's available through the federal government.
And that's true, Randy. What we do, we would encourage people to go out to the actual websites of the credit score bureaus. And we work at Lakeview with a couple of them, Experian and TransUnion. If you go directly to those or Google them up, Experian.com or TransUnion.com, mm-hmm. look for the actual official website of the that company, not someone who steps in front of them and says, you know, we'll give you a free credit score or something. And those official companies, I believe, are regulated in a way that periodically, maybe once a year, they need to provide you with basic information about your credit score, your credit history. It may not be a full-fledged complete report, but it will certainly be enough to give you an idea of where you're at. And the other thing is, if you have a banking relationship, either currently with business or mm-hmm. personal, ask your financial. They can help you with it as well. Yep, there may be a small fee, but it isn't going to be that much, and it isn't going to be a scam.
Yeah, right. Under the federal rules, each of those three reporters have to provide you with your credit report annually. So in other words, you can get three credit reports a year absolutely free. The only thing is, it does not necessarily always have the number, that FICO score that people look at, but it does have all the problems that would show up. So if you're looking to clean up your credit report, that's the way to go.
Right, and you know, most lenders will use a combination of the multiple bureau scores, but it's not so important that you know your score. It's more important that you're actually just seeing what's out there and having perhaps your lender or others assist you in understanding it and, if need be, cleaning it up.
Okay. Well, that's one of the primary criteria for getting a loan. There are a couple more that we'll be talking about in just a minute or two. Right now, though, it's time for us to take a break. You are listening to the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150, and I'm Randy Melzer here with SCORE. We will be back shortly after a brief break. Good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities, and our guest today is Chip Coonan from the Lakeview Credit Union. Chip and I were just talking a little bit about some of the things that are qualities or some of the different criteria for getting loans. We just talked a little bit about character, your personal background. There's a couple of more that go in besides just the character of the individual. We also talked a little bit about capacity, collateral, some of those things. How do those all play into the business plan?
Well, Randy, these are the criteria that lenders really focus on, in, I guess, in a general sense, in making loan decisions. We talked about character. That's obviously your experience, your resume, your credit history, how you present yourself, the banker's outlook on you as far as your ability to run a business, make mm-hmm. decisions, leadership. Another thing that I put into character, too, is management depth. And what I mean by that is, you know, what happens if you go down? Do you have that something built into your system? A bank is obviously, or a credit union, very interested to make sure that you've got some contingency plans in place.
Right, so that you're not just the whole game.
Right.
You need to have someone else there. If something happens to you, then you can't work at the business itself.
Right.
Somebody needs to be able to take care
of
it.
So under character, I mean, it's a very broad topic in terms of a criteria, but it all comes back to having a good, sound business plan. And in a good business plan, you've taken into account a number of things and addressed those so that you've got your bases covered. And obviously, knowing your business plan inside and out, being passionate about it, being able to answer questions, those are keys.
You just mentioned a big one there is the passion.
Right.
You know, we see people come in every once in a while who kind of, well, I'd like to start a business because I want to make money and I want to be my own boss. And, well, what's the business? Well, I don't know really what I want to do. Just want to start a business. What's a good one to get into right now?
Not banking.
Okay. I don't know if you've had a few of those people come in with that kind of absolutely low passion.
That's right.
Where instead, people who come in and say, I really love what I'm doing. I love to do this. I love to do that. And then it's the other side of it is, okay, fine, you're great at that. Now let's turn you around and start with the business plan and how to really put that into motion.
And that's why organizations like SCORE are so helpful, because not only do they provide the mentorship and the guidance and the expertise, and that can even be in specific areas such as marketing and writing a business plan and the financial side. Using those resources is real important.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back on track with your earlier question, so with these three criteria that financials will use in evaluating a loan or perhaps making a final decision, we talked about character. The other one, the second one, is capacity, and we also refer to that as cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what that just basically means is the cash flow from within your company, which is the primary method of repayment.
Right.
And we have to differentiate that it's not just profit, so it's not just money coming in the door,
right,
but it's the planning out in your projection and budgeting of the cash flow to be able to have the dollars available to service your debt, make your payments on a monthly basis throughout the year.
Right. And when I used to be in lending many, many years ago also, it was always the same question. It was not so much, you know, what do you have for assets, what do you have here and there, but how can you actually pay the loan back? Because I never met a banker yet who wanted to own somebody else's business. You know, it was hard enough work just being a banker without having to, you know, try to be a restaurant owner or
right.
trying to be a manufacturer or any of these things. So when
let's say you're in a business like you're a landscaper.
Right.
Well, you might have money pouring in during the spring and summer, but what are you going to do come the middle of the dead part of the winter?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, you have to look either to develop some other kind of cash flow,
mm-hmm.
which is why so many of those kinds of businesses do snow plowing and
right.
that type of thing to augment that cash flow. Or you do the smart thing, which is you take that money and set it aside, knowing full well you're going to have to live through the rest of the season until that money starts coming in. And that's
right.
and that's cash flow planning.
Yes, it is. And financials can be creative as well. We have several clients where we can work with them from time to time. But again, we want to make sure that they're on board and are going to honor their obligation, but putting them together things such as seasonal payments,
yep.
or
okay.
paying more on the principal during the good months and then having a little bit of relief in the slower months.
Right. Well, that's getting into another point here that we've got, which is the idea of managing your banking relationship. You know, we talk about transactional banking versus relationship banking and how important that relationship really is. Because like you said, when you're trying to find a way to be able to cover your time where I don't have the money now. If you go to a place where it's strictly a transaction, trying to make arrangements or so on can be extremely difficult. But knowing the banker, knowing how things work on a relationship basis, and how do you set up that relationship? How do you develop that?
Well, obviously, your track record and history is important if you've got that personally, because your banker knows you. If it's a personal banker, they can make a transition and introduction to you in regard to meeting their business banker,
mm-hmm.
and that history is obviously valuable. Another thing is having a good business plan. I mean, it kind of is basic, and it goes back to sounding redundant, but if you have that plan and you understand it inside and out and you can defend it,
mm-hmm.
then you, by virtue of doing a good job with that, are ready to go in the sense of being confident when you meet with a banker to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, we always encourage small businesses to meet with 3, 4, 5 different financials, maybe a couple credit unions, couple banks, smaller community organizations, maybe the bigger ones, And then if you learn from them some constructive criticism or they ask questions, then you go back and kind of use that to finally tune your plan and improve it. Mm-hmm. And then you're that much stronger to be able to defend it as you go.
If I would come in, for instance, to Lakeview and say, okay, Chip, this is my business plan. This is my idea. What do you need from me to be able to move on, to get this thing going? Would you be able to provide that information?
Yes. You know, what we typically do, what I do is when I meet with a client, I'll sit down with a blank piece of paper, a legal pad, and I'll just start trying to listen to what are they looking to do. You know, what is their dream? Where are they at? What experiences do they bring to the table? Do they have a business plan yet? And if they don't, then we kind of go down a path of what do we need to do to give them some resources to assist them in the development of that. But then the other thing that I do is I have a checklist, which is really just like anything. You go to the grocery store and you have mm-hmm. your list, and it's the documentation based on the individual situation or specific situation with that business of what we need to collect. Obviously, that goes into things like tax returns. If there's business history, we'd like to see those financials. If there's not, all the more important that the projections and the budget and the business plan are put together well and can be soundly defended.
Mm-hmm.
We also are looking for, you know, if it's real estate, the tax bills, values for collateral.
Yep.
We're looking for just a myriad of stuff, a personal financial statement, which is really nothing more than a sort of elaborate loan app in the sense of listing your assets and liabilities to determine what you own and what you owe money on or mm-hmm. what your equity is, because that becomes important in terms of collateral. That's the third
yep.
C.
Yep.
And that's really the secondary method behind cash flow that you would use to repay your loan if cash flow falls short.
Right.
In this economy, lenders are very concerned about some form of collateral or security because they're skittish. The economics are such that, you know, there's been some problems with loans, both
right.
nationally, not as much maybe locally, but you got to be thinking about that. And Tony often refers
right.
to this as skin in the game. How
right.
much can you put into your business
yeah.
as a down payment? How much do you have to back it up? And it's not just necessarily your personal possessions, a house, a car, but it's more also involved with inventory, equipment,
right.
Things that are used in your business, vehicles that could actually be that tangible source of collateral.
Okay, so if all else fails as far as the cash coming in and then your plan on that point, there's going to have to be some kind of fallback position where you can use some collateral.
Right.
Right now, what are we talking about, 20%, 30% as far as, quote, skin in the game, what the individual needs is their own amount in the program usually?
I'd say it's, for us, around 20.
And, around 20,
you know,
okay.
we try to use that as a guideline. It's not necessarily etched in stone, but that's a pretty good guideline.
Sure.
And
so in other words, if you want to start a business, you've done your plan, you look at it and it says I need $100,000 working to be able to buy all the materials, items I need to get this thing off the ground and have the funding to be able to support my activity for the next, let's say, 6 months. I've got to have $20,000 of my own money or the ability to generate $20,000 somewhere along the line before I can really get this game off the ground.
That's correct. And again, when lenders go to look at ratios such as debt service coverage, liquidity, leverage, those are the things with that skin in the game that become
right.
important because you're putting an investment in yourself to get the ball rolling. And not only is that necessary from a risk perspective, but it's necessary from a business perspective to show the lender that you have skin in the game.
Okay, so what we're getting at basically is front end, get to know your banker, get your relationships developed and know what you need, get all the parts and pieces together, because that's going to make it a lot easier for you, a lot easier for the banker and for everybody else to keep this thing rolling. And again, the main key in that relationship is always no surprises.
Yes, and again, managing your banking relationship is critical so that you are in the driver's seat and that you are the one kind of prepared and ready to deal with their questions and be proactive. That's really kind of what it comes down to with a banking relationship.
Okay, well, super. Chip, we appreciate everything so far. We do have to take a quick break here. You're listening to SCORE here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150. And welcome back once again to the Biz Talk Radio Show here at 1150 WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities. My name is Randy Melzer, and we've been talking to Chip Coonan from Lakeview Credit Union here in the Fox Cities about business lending a little bit and about what's going on in the Fox Cities in that area. The other thing I'd like to talk a little bit, Chip, is give you a chance to tell us a little bit more about Lakeview Credit Union and also you know, credit unions themselves. So can you give us a little bit more about what Lakeview is all about?
Yeah, sure I will. Thanks, Randy. Lakeview is obviously my employer. My role there is VP of Business Development. They are a credit union that's been around the Fox Cities a long time. Our roots run deep. We started within Kimberly Clark's Lakeview plant back in the 1930s. Many of the area credit unions that were affiliated with companies or organizations became community charters many years ago. And so now we have the ability to provide financial services to anybody living or working in a four-county region of the Fox Cities. And we have a pretty standard group of products and services. Like most credit unions, we've kind of grown into business lending, if you will. Mm-hmm. I've been on board there about 6 years. We kind of revamped our business deposit products shortly after I arrived. We enhanced some of our electronic services for businesses and things like that. But really, business lending and small business lending is at the heart of what we do. Our wheelhouse is probably, I think, the average business loan size is around $95,000.
Okay.
And so compared to the very big financials, you know, we're focusing on small to medium-sized businesses. And everything that we do here at our credit union, the decisions are made locally.
Right. That's always important.
Right. In terms of a credit union, the difference between a credit union and a bank, just to give you that real quick, basically a credit union is a co-op, if you think about a cooperative. Mm-hmm. So unlike banks who typically are structured where they need to satisfy stockholders, we, on the other hand, are owned by our members. So all the profits go back to them in the form of better rates or lower fees or free services. So that's kind of the difference. We're more focused, I'd say, on meeting the needs of customers as opposed to generating profits.
Okay, so we're dealing, again, like we said, with relationships as opposed to just the transactions. How do I get in touch with you at Lakeview, and where do I go?
Well, if you have an interest, I'm always willing, as we talked about, I teach through SCORE. I do just some teaching out at the Venture Center. And I'm very passionate about helping small businesses, just as you are, Randy and Tony and others. And if you want me to look at your business plan, help edit it, give you some constructive input, whether we do the business for you or not is not really my drive. It's to help stimulate small business, the economy, and get people down the road. But if you want to contact me, I'm at Lakeview Credit Union. My office is at South Oneida and Midway Road here in Appleton. And if you want to call me, it's 729-5131, or my email is ccoonan, which is C-O-E-N-E-N, at lakeviewcu.org.
Okay, great. And how many locations does Lakeview have?
We have three. We have two in Nina, and we have our newest one, which has been there, I think, now about 2 years on South Oneida, right near the corner of South Oneida and Midway Road.
Okay, so when you're thinking about business products and business lending, Lakeview is available. You have the full line available for your customers, and you have the personalized service to go with it.
And that includes SBA lending, and I think that's an important thing to mention.
Right. We didn't go into much about that, but yeah, SBA lending right now for startup businesses is important. Especially because of the fact that it insures the loan, so it reduces the risk and makes you a better looking prospect to the lender through the SBA program. So, yeah, if you are talking to, and you said Lakeview does do SBA lending here in the Valley.
Yes, and sometimes it's really the combination of several different programs that may be used in tandem to help you get your loan package put together, SBA being one of them,
okay.
Municipal loan pools, county revolving loan funds.
Right.
It's good to be knowledgeable about those things because if you can show that banker with your business plan that you have some information,
right.
It's kind of that proactive step.
Right. We always try to tell people when it comes to funding to be creative, come up with ideas, and be persistent because there's a lot of possibilities out there. Okay, wonderful. One of the things that we do, of course, traditionally is we get to this point in the show. We usually ask our guest for a biz tip, pearl of wisdom, as Tony calls it. So, Chip, I would ask, what is your biz tip for the day?
Well, this one's for Tony. This goes out to Tony, who I think is in Alabama right now, but he may hear this recording later, and I want to kind of suck up to him. That's my, my role today. I often hear Tony when he gives his some of his talks and his seminars. He says, cash is king, and I'm going to change that a little bit and say, cash flow is king.
Okay, so we're back to the same thing again, which is basically when you're out of cash, you're out of business. So, again, we will remember that. And, again, thank you very much, Chip, for being here today. Would like to just remind people, coming up next week, we're going to have a special guest, Mr. John Ulness. John is with Ulness Health. And he's going to be talking about a subject that many of us are very, very interested in, and that is the new health reform bill and how it can affect small businesses. It's a very, very complex topic. It's going to take a little while to get into it and do some talking about it, but hopefully John can give you some ideas. So we ask again that you tune in to the Biz Talk show next week, and that will be here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And once again, I'm Randy Melzer with SCORE, and we thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the beautiful, warm Saturday afternoon. Thank you.